and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello, I am Reverend LaVonne Philhaber from Minnesota with BBS Radio, and I have today with me a guest. Her name is Angela, and the main thing we're going to talk about today is she has written a wonderful book. So can you tell us the name of your book, Angela?
Well, namaste to you all that is LaVonne,
namaste.
And namaste to everyone.
Yes.
I would say that, yeah, I am the writer of the book. The author, however, I would like to give credit to All That Is. All That Is the primordial energy that I have had the wealth of knowing. And it's funny, you know, that I'm saying that, because just a little while ago, I had some thoughts going through my head because of an experience that I had yesterday and another one this morning. And I suddenly recognized how very wealthy I am. Although money does not seem to be flowing in great abundance. And so often in our conscious state, we think of money as the source of all wealth or the expression of wealth. Whereas I recognize that many times I wished for more money to come to me, to flow to me, although I have always seemed to have had enough of everything that I needed, but there is that, you know, conscious thought or that ego thought that is saying, you know, if we had more money, we would do such and such and such. And as I was gathering up the information, since I didn't know exactly what we were going to speak about, I realized I am very wealthy. Wow, you know, I never really recognized that aspect of my consciousness, you know, completely until now. I've had fleeting thoughts about it, but, you know, the conscious aspect or the ego aspect always says, you know, we need more money, we need more money. Whereas, look at the wealth I've had, and I still have, and I am going to have even more as I continue to progress and acknowledge that this is the wealth. So I am indeed very fortunate and very wealthy indeed to have been able to communicate with All That Is and receive these wonderful teachings. And I see them as a prescription for living an enlightened life while we are here on Earth. You know, we have often thought of Earth as the 3D, the third dimensional aspect of our beingness. But we can start living the enlightened life even while here on this earth plane. So to begin with, back in 1997, I started to receive some messages, and I kept getting the sense, you know, the words, the rite of passage, the rite of passage, and it kept ringing in my head and et cetera, et cetera. So finally I decided to say, what is the rite of passage? And I came to understand that it was some teachings that are going to be channeled to bring us into awareness of some truth that I didn't remember existed at that time. It took some time, and I cannot say exactly when the first section of the book was completed. That is one thing I never did record. But I was told that it wasn't time to have it published. So I walked, you know, read it a bit and walked around with it for a little bit, and, you know, not knowing what Section 2 was. I kept thinking I knew what Section 2 was, but indeed I didn't. And then Section 2 presented itself as various messages that were shared, you know, through the sacred gatherings and the meetings I had with others, and even, you know, sessions, one-on-one sessions that I've had with certain people. So that book is called The Rite of Passage.
Ah.
And that book is about the rights of all spirit beings. Have you had an opportunity to read that, All That Is, LaVonne?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It was a little bit back, but I liked it. I thought it was very enlightening and had a lot of common sense. I thought that's one thing I'm learning, that truth it's got a lot of common sense.
At yes. least
that's where my eyeballs see in this lifetime.
Right.
And like you mentioned, being rich, I mean, you watch the earthquake in China, you realize how rich we are, even before they had the earthquake. They lived so simple. But then I was thinking they're more rich because they live simple and they're contenter than the average American. So
yes.
that's just
yes.
what I got out of what, because I've been watching a special free speech station,
mm-hmm.
and they really have some things they show that you probably wouldn't see on a normal, you know, news.
Right.
So I think that's where we all need to come into our life, is that we have our needs, and that's all we really need.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But again, our perceptions of things, and why do we have certain perceptions about things?
Okay, so you're saying that a lot of people feel they need more because they, rich, being owning a lot means you're rich.
Owning a lot of what, though? Owning
yes.
a lot of spiritual
material.
Truths? Owning
yeah.
a lot of...
Yes, that's what really matters, is the spiritual. In fact, I just got off the phone with an individual that's, I'd say he's a multimillionaire. And I talked to him quite a few years ago, and he's a different person, and it's because he has lost money with what's going on in our economy. Now he sees what really matters.
Right,
I guess. So he
with that,
he was rich, but now he is rich.
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely. And I think simplicity brings us into greater richness. As we simplify our lives and simplify our thinking, we recognize that we have to become as children again to really know the peace in the heart, to know the peace of God as we are being told. Yeah, I understand that very much so. I'm really proud of some of the other material that we have had. Recently, I think it was just a few days ago, we gave the go-ahead for Infinite Love. And this again will be messages that were shared through me in different stages and in different venues, etc., from All That Is. And the one before that was called Infinite Wisdom. So we broke up those messages as we were asked to, as the wisdom, then the love.
So you're talking
without wisdom.
You've written a couple new books, is that what you're saying, or you're saying that you're putting it together?
No, what I'm saying is based on the messages that were delivered through me to others, we have been asked to break it up and have it published. So the books are being published as Infinite Wisdom, and that has already been published. That was published last year,
okay.
Infinite Wisdom, and it was called Book One of the Divine Messages from All That Is. So that was published last year, and we now have Infinite Love. And we gave the go-ahead last week to have that one published as well. We approved of the publishing copy, et cetera, so that is now being made available through the online publisher, and it can be purchased through Amazon. And that is called Infinite Love.
And is your name on there as the author then, or...?
Yeah, it says All That Is Angela Thorne.
Okay. So Amazon.com, if they're interested in getting one of the three books now you have out there?
It'll be, yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So do they all kind of go hand in hand together, the three books?
Well, I would say yes, they go hand in hand, because these are all messages from All That Is to assist us in living a more enlightened way while we are on Earth. So these are messages of a higher dimension of truth than we would, normally find on the Earth plane at this time. But yet, these messages are no different to the messages that had been shared by many sages and stuff. I started to read a book recently, which I had been sort of looking at for quite a while, and it's the Tao Te Ching. And so I purchased a copy, just one of the many people who are interpreting this message from this master or sage called Lao Tzu. And this was way back. Anyway, and reading some of the messages and in the, some of the interpretations of the teachings, I realized that so many of them are very similar to what All That Is has channeled. The channeling, as you said, seemed to be very simple. They are down to earth. They have been put in simple English terminologies to assist us. And many times people will not pick up the Tao Te Ching until they had gone through, you know, many stages of their existence and then finally came to the path of this Tao Te Ching to bring us into a greater or a heightened state of awareness. Whereas the teachings from All That Is has simplified all of those things and has been presented in this manner as wisdom and then love. I mean, we understand that love, I don't know if everybody does, I didn't way back, that love is the only energy that really exists. Love is the only thing that exists. And only when we are in total alignment with the highest aspect or the grandest aspect or the highest vibration of love, however we want to term it, can we really be at peace and in harmony with who we are, with all that we are. And that is what I see as All That Is. All That Is brought us into awareness through these teachings that everything just is, and everything is love. And there is no one thing that is greater than or better than another, and that we are everything that is existing. This is quite difficult for a lot of people to understand, this oneness or this isness of things. And All That Is, which is the primordial energy, which is the one God that is existing. It's the mover, the shaker, the perpetuator, the whatever you may want to call it, is sharing the wisdom of what we would call enlightened living, or the greater masters or the teachers, to help us to know greater truths while we are here on this earth, and to understand that earth is just a temporary part of our existence, that we are going to continue to exist even beyond this earth plane, even beyond the body's ability to sustain earth. So these teachings are to bring the mind back into focus or back into remembrance of the greater truths, of the original truths, so to speak. And it is done in a very simplified way. For, I would say, anyone who is interested in knowing a more expanded version of universal truths. It is not based on any kind of a religion. There are different sentences or different acknowledgements that are going to be in there that may seem as though it's coming from a Christian perspective, but that is not so. I mean, Christianity, if we were to truly understand Christianity, we would realize that Christianity has been brought about by our human existence. When Christ was on earth, or when Jesus, the Christ, was on earth, he wasn't preaching Christianity. He was just speaking the truth. And those who decided that they wanted to share some of his truth based on their own interpretations, then they decided to call that religion or organization as Christianity. But these teachings go beyond the Christian beliefs. They go beyond the Buddhist beliefs. They go beyond. It is not a religion. It is simply spiritual teachings.
Well, a few folk that I have talked to that I used to know in my past, you know, when I was a gospel worker and I used to be like a Bible-only believer, it bothers them because they want to brand me certain names, and I tell them I'm not that, but they get upset with me because a little bit they understand. They want to put me in some group, and they just, you know, it irritates them because I will say, but I am not New Age, or I say, I am not a Buddhist, or, you know, I'm not against them, just like the Christians. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably a little bit of all of those, because there's just like the group I was with were vegetarians, and of course New Age is vegetarian, and a lot of Buddhists are vegetarian. So you know what I'm trying to say, you can believe like some of them, but they get so upset with me when I say, no, but I'm not. I'm just a spirit being. People don't like it when they can't put you in a group.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I don't consider myself anything except a spirit being, and I've come here to do my journey and to be a willing worker
mm-hmm.
to help others do their journey, period.
Yes.
But
yes.
People don't like that when they can't pin a name on me. It
yeah,
really
well.
Bothers them, and it's sad because, but that's just because for how long, that's what we have done with what you call religion.
Yes.
You know, and in fact, every once in a while I'll watch a show and they'll make some person look really kind of strange, you know how they like to pin labels like on a witch.
Sure.
And they'll show things, and some of the stuff that they show, I have no problem with it. So then I think, whoa, you know, because there's actually laws on the book where you can kill a witch, or even in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all it is that a lot of these people that are called witches are just in tune with nature.
Absolutely.
And I'm very in tune with nature. I see a bear, and I get excited because I know it's a message for me.
Yes.
But that doesn't
yes.
mean that I am an Indian spiritualist. I'm not against Indian spiritualists either, but I am not.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that is where we have to understand that when we are the less expanded realm of consciousness, we could only come from the conditioning that we have been exposed to. We cannot remember the grander truths, because when we came to Earth, we would take on this veil of forgetfulness. It's like a test. You know, I have learned all of these Spanish words while I was in school, but now I have to go and live in a Spanish country and now express myself with the Spanish that I learned at school. And that might not be easy. It wasn't easy for me when I was, after I had learned Spanish and French at school, I still cannot speak it. And I have absolutely forgotten, and I cannot converse in it. And even at the time, I was being told by my teachers that my vocabulary and pronunciation was not that of the way that they believe it should be. I think it's very similar. When we come here on this earth plane, we have chosen this veil of forgetfulness to see how much we can remember of the grander truths, of the spiritual truths that we once knew. So in the book that was written by Reverend Shirish Thorne, you know, The Blessings of Liberation, or the more recent one that she has done, she explained the stepping down of the consciousness. When we understand that, we will realize how many different veils that we have taken in order to come down to the lowest level of our consciousness to exist and remember, and therefore allow our souls to evolve to get back to that higher state of consciousness, to get back to the realms beyond the state of consciousness. Because the consciousness that I am aware of, that I am speaking of in this context, is the collective truths of mankind. So because of the forgetfulness, we kept creating lower and lower energies, lower and less truth, and we kept on going and going until we have come to this point that we exist just a little tad above our animalistic sisters and brothers. But we are really in this third dimension. Most of us are existing from our animalistic instincts. when we seek to exist, or when we remember a little bit more than others, we will get to understand that they are just experiencing themselves from that narrow expansion of their awareness, and therefore is only basing their truth on their conditioning, whether they have been conditioned from a Buddhist standpoint or a Christian standpoint, in addition to what their teachers represented, in addition to their cultures and societies, etc., etc. So they have not expanded their consciousness enough to become aware of the grander version of who they are. And therefore, that is to be expected. That is to be expected. It's like a dog is a dog. And although there are different types of dogs and different behaviors of dogs, dogs are going to represent themselves in certain ways.
Well, one thing, though, that's kind of sad is because it's the way it is, you're not free, because you almost have to, you know, like, speak their language, which is fine, because why do we need to speak what's on our mind to everybody? But because it causes persecution, it causes disharmony.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't really agree with that.
Don't you? Well, just from my own experiences with people, they start talking to me and I start talking my language, and then they get so upset. Finally, I am the peacemaker, so I just let them talk.
Yeah. Well,
then they'll say, "Well, don't you believe this way?" And I said, "Well, you know, I have no problem with it." And then they're okay. And then I leave it because it's not worth it.
It sounds to me as though you're bothered by this aspect of humanity's existence.
It sounds like that to me.
I'm not saying it is so. And this is not a counseling session by any means.
Right.
But it sounds as though you are affected by those beliefs. And granted, on my journey to this state of my beingness, I too was affected. When I first started to communicate with all that is and started to share with various people that I knew, I got some really testing comments. You know, one family I knew told me that I had better be careful because I was speaking with an alien from another planet, and et cetera. I was never called a witch, but so be it. But I had been labeled in many different ways.
I have been called a witch just about a month ago.
Yeah.
It blew me away because I'm massaging this person, and she said, "Oh, that was just wonderful," because I do massage, but I'm really a Reiki master, so they're getting energy. And I do it because of the area I'm at. It's not as open up here like it is in the big cities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden she left. She says, "Yeah, I almost didn't come because I was told you were a witch, but I'm sure glad I did." I was like, but now I have learned in my understanding that would have been a compliment if people understood what witches, what people have classified really are. But I do know that's not a good term among Christians, as you know, I'm just going to say.
But again, it is your perception of it, and that is why I was saying earlier on my understanding of it, and many of my difficulties in accepting this grander truth from all that is, and feeling comfortable with the truths that were being relayed through me, came from my perception of things. Again, based on the conditioning around me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but if we didn't have, if we were as a child and somebody called a child a witch, what do you think the reaction would be?
Among children?
Yeah.
Well, it all depends on how they were trained, actually.
But let's say a small child, a child of 2 years old, okay, a two-year-old child, and somebody says, "Oh, you are a witch. Oh, I was told that you were a witch." What do you think the reaction would be?
They never saw witch cartoons or anything, just it's a new word for them.
It's a new word. What you know, they might laugh or smile and say, "Oh, I'm a witch, and be happy about it.
Right.
And until somebody may decide to say to them, "Don't say that word because that is not a nice word." But it is our perception of things. They have had a perception that a witch is whatever, 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 whatever,
yeah,
based on what somebody else has categorized as a witch. So it is the interpretation of each of us that is going to assist Earth in being evolved, or assist life on Earth as being evolved, because the Earth itself is an entity, and it is also seeking its own evolution. And
what?
Many of the catastrophes that are taking place at this time, in my estimation, in my truth, in my awareness anyway, is that the Earth is struggling to shake off the negative energies that are being embedded on its consciousness. So, again, it is the perception.
Right.
What I am trying to say is that maybe, you know, you may need to change your perception of what a witch is to feel
right.
more comfortable with someone who may call you a witch.
Well,
if
I guess
we
because she said, I almost didn't come, that's what I took it as. She took it as. Now, I have talked to ladies like you and I. They got together, and they will even say, us witches are so lucky to be together today, and that was a wonderful thing. So it's like you said, exactly. And what I like what you're doing right now is your book really portrays this, which I like, because you've helped me a lot. I've had many sessions with you, and I believe that's one reason I'm where I'm at now, is because you love me enough to take the patient time, because I was very boxed and conditioned from being a Bible-only believer at one time. So, but I found out I had to do that to prepare me for what I've really come here to do. Now I can speak to almost anyone and really understand where they're coming from, because I have, you know, I have studied with many Christian, you know, and there was a stage where people were really giving me a hard time about it, because, but I understood them, because I left the truth in their eyeballs and I went into a bad side, into their eyeballs, and then all of a sudden I have a vision one day and there's Jesus Christ. So when they start giving me a little hard time again, I shared with them my vision of Jesus. Now, you know, they kind of left me alone.
Yes.
Because they
yes.
were seeing that, hey,
yes.
he hasn't
yeah.
done that with me, you know.
That's right, yeah. So, you planted a seed of truth within them. And I think that is what is important for those of us who are trying to share a more expanded spiritual truth while we are on Earth. It is, you know, we have to go through these things, and by going through these things, we get to expand our consciousness even more. So I was there at one time, you know, and so I could empathize with what you may be going through or what you may be experiencing. But, you know, for me, what I did was to continue to rely on these messages that were being shared through me. I continued to ask questions. I became deeper connected with that inner voice, with that truth, with that love. Because I think this is one of the greatest things. This is part of that wealth that sometimes I forget about. It is that love that I felt coming from within. Such love that you know that love is not going to criticize you. In fact, I was being reprimanded because I was criticizing myself on a few occasions. I don't have that message in front of me right now, but maybe one of these days I'll find it and I'll ask to be back on your show so that I could share it. But
oh,
I remember having some thoughts about myself. And then suddenly I started to hear, you know, all that is speak to me. And so I grabbed my book very quickly and started to write. And the reprimand was, stop criticizing myself. Because if I criticize myself, therefore I am criticizing God. I am criticizing all that is. Because we are indeed all that is expressing ourselves, or being the expression of all that is. So however we think of ourselves, that is how we are thinking of all that is. And that was quite a surprise to me. I felt truly reprimanded. But
well, you know, it's quite interesting, because where I am, I have found out through intuitive sessions that the main reason I am here is I am teaching this area agape love, which means to accept people where they're at, because during the time period of the witch hunt, you know, that they called, you know, like the Salem witch hunt, but, you know, I was actually in this area, and I actually was hung as a witch, and 80% of the people that were involved with that, their souls are here again, and I'm showing them agape love. And right now, especially within the last month or so, I believe it's coming to a head because my work is not quiet anymore. I have, I'm a master Reiki master, and I've attuned people, and of course, a lot of them people get very excited, and they don't be quiet. And I believe that I am, like, to that point of clearing some karma. Because there are people that are hearing this that are coming to me because of it, too.
Yes.
So it's, you know, but we are still human.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I found out just a little bit, I burned myself yesterday, and it's second-degree burns, actually.
Wow.
And it's because same principle, but not exactly the same time I was burned alive. So it's karma issues, and it's issues that I have agreed to work with these that were involved, forgiveness, teaching them to release karma, et cetera, et cetera. So things happen. I always call it a slap-in-the-face experience. At first, we just, you know, it doesn't last long, but the shock, the pain, we're human. And then we come to our senses, like you say, you have learned, you know, through all that is, okay, what is the lesson? What is the message? So it's been quite interesting, you know, and because it's not as, because I'm pretty good at hibernating, and when I'm with people, I don't say a lot unless they do. But but there are people that have been saying things, so I talk, and then I do believe some people are just good at pulling out messages, and they run with it. But again, that's part of it. But it's been quite interesting, but there is something. We're finding out there's a few of us up here that get together here and there, and we are finding out there's a lot more open, but they have the fears from past lives, too, because they, you know, even those that weren't hung, that weren't burned to the stake, they still saw it.
Right.
So they know the spirit behind it. But we are in a free time now. Those things don't happen. I'm not saying it never can, but it's not the past. We need to clear that. We need to, you know, but things have to happen to, you know, just like when someone's going, they're kind of going crazy, like you see stories where they slap their face to make them come to their senses, you know.
Yeah.
Things have to happen. So I think it's exciting times myself, but like I say, I've realized, and your book has really helped, and of course you and I have worked together, so when I do get quiet, I do learn, I learn what to do, how to clear it, how to get the message that I'm supposed to get.
Yes.
And it's very interesting how even little critters will try to get in the window and everything, and I'm very much, I believe that in that. I believe that, you know, that's a message from the divine. And afterwards, sometimes, I don't know why we don't learn it until it's later, but I know it's part of the process, and then I find out that, you know, through dreams I've had and little birds, and but what really matters is that we learn. We take the message and we learn. That's what really matters, so.
Yeah.
So it's very, very, I think it's very interesting. But even when I was just a Bible-only believer, a gospel worker, there were things like that. And I even kind of knew it then. But now it's like I feel I'm in college. I'm learning what's really behind the scene, what it's like the finishing touches. Because I want people to find that inner peace, too.
Yes.
That's what we're here for, to help each other. Help each other remember, like you said before.
Yes.
We don't remember. And then, you know... So, you know, if we could just take everything, even like in China with this earthquake, you know, I they fascinate me. I'm watching their news, there's a special news, and there's a different type of energy they have. It's just more calm, and it's because they're an old country, and a lot of things that you and I are talking about, they have known this.
Yes.
It's so more part of them. I mean, there's been over 50,000 found dead, 25,000 are missing, 5 million are homeless, and they just have a different... I'm so amazed. I sit back, but then I remind myself. I'm not saying they're perfect over there either, but they live simpler, so they're willing to... This persecution is easier for them. They're more willing to live in tents, and, you know, they're eating rice, and, you know, the Americans over here, and that's just what I have experienced, would probably go crazy because it's, you know, they're not used to the simple life that they have. But again, I believe it's because they're the they're an older nation, but they also have a lot of this, a lot of what your books bring out, message, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and they don't want other countries to help them because they're going to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And they are doing really well. If you saw the news that I've been watching anyways, I'm very impressed.
Right.
But again, it's what everybody thinks, you know.
It is, it's definitely based on the perception.
Yes.
And, you know, what I am discovering more and more every day is that some of us are ready to move on. And I guess it is the truth of the soul. Some of us, our souls are ready to move on, so therefore it is going to nudge the mind that, you know, we have to get moving, and what we have chosen is not where we are right now. So, you know, some people are opening up. And with the 2012, with the planets in a different form of alignment, et cetera, is going to bring a heightened energy on the earth plane or around the earth, and to cause a shift in the energy field. So I see this time as a really wonderful time, a time that we can plant a lot of seeds of truth. And those who are ready to accept those seeds will be able to move on to a more enlightened way of thinking, a more enlightened way of being, you know, simplifying themselves, et cetera, you know, et cetera, and therefore embracing more peace within their heart, or more peace within their mind aspects of thinking.
And things have to happen to get people to that point, and I believe that's why this world is kind of like it's like rumbling, you know.
Yeah.
Because people have to get their eyes, but everybody's got a different reason they're here in this lifetime. But obviously the majority, it has to be something with 2012 because we know something's going to come, but things are just, I mean, I may be in a kind of a, some people would call this a corner of old-fashioned and boring, but I'll tell you, I'd rather have this than the other exciting things they call that's happening because, you know, it's most of the excitement is kind of rough, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if it puts you where you're supposed to be, I guess, hey, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that is a part of the non-judgment that we need to be the center of our universe. You know, we are not in possession to judge anyone or judge anything, and therefore, you know, we just have to know that there is perfection. But again, that is a more enlightened way of thinking. You know, when before I got in touch with all that is, before I started to communicate with all that is, I wasn't understanding. Somebody told me, you know, about perfection, I wouldn't know what perfection meant. Because I saw myself as being imperfect, I saw all the flaws in myself and, you know, all the different perceptions of inadequacies. So perfection would not have been something that I would have been able to embrace at that time. In fact, perception, as all that is, has been showing me for a few years now, is embracing a grander truth than I think most people are conscious of doing. You know. So again, these teachings are enlightened teachings. These are just, I call them prescriptions for enlightened living. That is how I look at them. Because the more I pick up a book and I read through, and I love books, so I read, you know, many different types of books. And I can see how the universe is sending me the information to help me to understand that I have been taking, I guess, these teachings fairly lightly, although I have been abiding by them. They have become my Bible. And I embrace these teachings and I live these teachings. By doing so, I am understanding the wider perspective or the wider state, the more expanded states of consciousness. When we move from the religion or the religious base, or we move from just the perceptions of Earth, we can now embrace the truths that the other planets are bringing to us and how they are helping us and how everything is just perfection. And to see that everything is happening as perfection and that there is really no death. These are just messages for all of us. And to understand that the very things that we are so attached to, which would be the material things on this earth plane, can be taken away from us in a moment's time. And that we really have to cultivate our spiritual expression. We have to cultivate our spiritual essence rather than to be spending a lot of time cultivating the material aspects of the earth plane or the earth's way of thinking, and to move on to get in touch with that divine aspect of ourselves, to expand that awareness, that knowledge, that consciousness, so that we could live a greater truth. Because that essence is what is going to live on through us when we are no longer in the physical body form, when we take on another way of expression of the divine that we are.
And the more you work with the spiritual aspect, all the other stuff will just fall into place.
Yeah.
But more than anything is you're more content with whatever happens, and your needs will be taken care of, plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's because the wisdom from the divine is so much wiser. It's so more peaceful. It's so more content than the wisdom of the other side. But again, we all have come to learn lessons, play parts in lessons for others. You mentioned before about do not judge. And I know that when I talk to people, I think that is probably the most misunderstood. Because how can, you know, like one person said, how can you not judge when you see some big guy beating on a little four-year-old, you know, stuff like that. And so just from your book, I know your book covers that kind of stuff. How would you say to a person how they could not judge, how they can?
Well, the way I would see it is that we are all here in a manner to evolve or to release karma or to overcome karma, whether it's for our own personal individuations or for the big soul, which is the only one soul that is existing. We are here to bring about a greater truth for others. So if I were to see an adult, a huge adult, maybe, you know, what would seem like to be abusing a child, I may have the strength or the internal intuition or the wisdom to approach and say, how can I be of help to you? What is happening? How can I help you in this situation? Rather than coming from a place of judgment and either believing, one, that the child may be a bad child and maybe is deserving of what is happening to it, or that this man is a whatever, whatever, whatever. Because those are the things that we do. And by judging either one or the other, we are perpetuating the lower states of consciousness to continue and abide within the universe, abide within the earth plane, and abide within those beings that we are demonstrating this or expressing this toward. So when we talk about non-judgment, we are not saying that it is right for this person to be doing that to that other person. We are not judging at all, but we would either intervene and say, how can we be of help? Is there another way that we can do this or look at this? And that is different to judgment. And judgment is something that the earth plane is so heavy with, and I think it comes from religions. And, you know, many religions have said that this person is not good, this is a sinner. If you were to do such and such, you are the sinner. If you were to do another thing, you are a sinner. This is bad, and this is not good. And if you were to not follow our rules, then you cannot go to heaven. You cannot be free. So, to me, religion has put judgment within our energy fields to the extent that we are constantly confusing indiscretions with judgment, with good or bad.
I know.
My daughter has corrected me or has shared with me on many occasions. We have had to learn discernment while we are on earth. But discernment is not the same thing as judging. And maybe a lot of people are not understanding that. Discernment comes from understanding that if you were to put your finger on a hot stove, you're going to get burnt. So unless you want to continue to be burnt, don't put your fingers on a hot stove. You know, these are the things that we have to discern. We have to understand that if I go into this part of town and I am not in alignment with the highest aspects of myself, I may very well get into a certain type of difficulty. So if I do not want to be in that state of difficulty, and if I am not in total alignment with the more divine forces or the angelic realm or however you want to call it, then I should stay away from that part of town. That is discernment. That is not judgment to me. Judgment is when we decide that somebody is wrong for doing what they're doing and somebody is wrong for being who they're being. You know, we need to accept everybody, just as all that is accepting of us in every different way. And although I was being reprimanded those years ago for criticizing myself, it was still a loving reprimand. It was helping me to understand that if I judge myself, I am this God that is existing on this earth. And if I am judging me, I am judging God. If I am criticizing me, I am criticizing God. And that is something that we were never taught. At least I was never taught in my road through Christianity.
Well, you know that there's a Bible verse that says, how you judge, you will do the same thing. And what helps me a lot is that when I see something, I remind myself that this situation was chosen, you know, this situation, I would try to prevent it, like if I see a big guy beating on a child. But in my head, I would tell myself, well, again, he chose this experience. So it's an experience that they have chosen. That helps me from judging.
Right.
Because they have. They've come. She's come here to experience that, obviously. And then he obviously chose to be the bad guy. It's easier to be the good guy. But, you know, true love is to say, okay, I'm willing to, you know, cut that tumor off you if it means it's going to save you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because
that to me has got to be one that must be, at least in my soul, it's got to be one of the harder, but that has helped me a lot.
We have all different ways. We are individuations,
right,
of the one self, the one soul, or the one, or the highest God, or however, you know, we would like to interpret it. And we have to use the tools that resonate with our vibration. We have to use the tools that are appropriate for us. So not everyone is going to use the very same tool in the very same way. But that is the wonder and the beauty and the compassion and the infinite love of the universe. That's the infinite love coming from all that is, from the God Most High, is that we are given everything that we need. We have everything that we need within us, and we are also being given everything to assist us on our journeys. So we do not really need to condemn one religion or condemn one way of life, or because there are vast, vast amounts of tools that each can embrace if they would so choose to. And we are all here, the way I see it, we are all here to change karma or to release the karma, so to allow others to continue to grow. It's like if you are from a family, an abusive family, let's take for instance. This is my truth. And it is really difficult to not become an abuser. But the very thing that you are struggling against is the very thing that the soul is wanting for you to, so you can change your downline, so to speak. And not only your downline from what people will call their bloodline, but to change the situation, circumstances for the consciousness on Earth. So if we continue believing that because, you know, my mom or my dad was abusive and I'm going to continue to be abusive because that is the only thing that I know, then we are going to perpetuate abuse as a way of existing on this earth plane. But a higher aspect of us is saying, you've come here to experience this, but to overcome it. So whatever we are experiencing, the result has to be the overcoming of it through acceptance. You know, we have to accept what we have been placed into because we have chosen it. We accept our situations, but we overcome them. And that is how we can change the karmic patterns on Earth. That is how we can change the consciousness of Earth, rather than continuing to live within those patterns and make excuses for those patterns. The prize is to overcome those patterns so that our energy will be shifted, our consciousness is shifted, and therefore we are shifting it for others. It's almost as though, well, if one person in a family that has come from an abusive conditioning were to choose, I am no longer going to do this, that will shift for those who are going to follow. And when we look at it from a wider aspect, a more expanded aspect, we are shifting the energy for the consciousness on Earth, not just what some people may perceive as, you know, a limited way of thinking as, this is my bloodline, so I am doing it for my bloodline. We are not only doing it for the bloodline, we are doing it for all, because everything that we do and we say is being embedded into different worlds of consciousness, different levels, different collections of consciousness.
You know, our time is, I think we have just a couple minutes left here.
Okay, I have to get off my soapbox.
Yeah, well, what we need to do is, so for those that are interested in getting your books, can you tell them again where they can get them?
They can get them through Amazon.com. And one is called The Rite of Passage, a book about the rites of all spirit beings. And it will actually be all that is through Angela Thorne. Someone told me it was not very easy to find that book because my name was not just, you know, on it. More of all that is being expressed on it, on that. Then there is Infinite Wisdom, book one. And as I said, it's a book about the divine messages from all that is. And then the latest one that was released last week is Infinite Love. And it says all that is Angela Thorne.
Wonderful.
So that should not be difficult at all. And those can be held from Amazon.
Wonderful.
We are hoping that we will be able to make them available through our website, but that has not been established as yet.
Okay. And we also are offering a school. And what is that called again, the school?
It's called the New Dawn Ascension.
Okay, and what I like about the school is that you can do it through the mail, the email, through the phone. We have lots to offer. And the main thrust is the only permanent healing is self-healing. And then, of course, most people, when they get to a point, they want to help people. So we have some classes so they can get into healing modalities. And Again, that's through newdawnascension.com.
It's one can get to it through Knowing Spirit.
Okay,
knowingspirit.org. And maybe we should speak just a little bit briefly, if we have any more time, that our 365 radio station is up now, knowingspirit.org, and we are also on iTunes. So anyone can go into hook onto iTunes and get in touch through knowingspirit.org, and they will be able to connect up with our 24-hour radio.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thank
you
so much. It was very interesting. I mean, you and I have done lots of sessions together, but every time we talk, it's like still very exciting to me. So.
Yes. Well, it's exciting for me, too, because every day I'm learning. Every moment I'm experiencing something more expanded than what I knew before. So, you know, I see life as just being a complete, total expansion of the consciousness and continuing to grow and evolve. So
right.
No one day is the same. And, you know, just a matter of embracing a grand truth.
And I like the center of the message is love, and I love that because it's not what you know, who you know, it's love.
That
is so refreshing after being a gospel worker for 20-some years and hearing, I'm not saying everything was bad, but it's nice to relax instead of, you know, battling.
Yes. And I think, you know, from the little I know I never really was deeply involved in the Bible, but from the teachings that I have known and what I have received from Jesus and through Jesus is that he preached the same thing, you know.
Exactly.
Love your neighbor as yourself and all of the different things. But who knows for true, you know, what he actually said and what he preached.
Yes. And the true love is so different than, and to me, agape love, unconditional love, is to accept people where they are at. And it's easier said than done, but our intention is what does it. And, you know, and positive thinking. And if we catch ourselves not doing it, don't get hard on ourselves, just clear it. And I like your books. Your books share how to do that. I like the way that it gives you that inner peace.
Yes.
Okay, I believe our time is up, and I thank you for listening. And again, I am Reverend LaVon Philhaber, and we were talking with our guest today, Reverend Angela Thorne.
Well, I prefer to call myself All That Is Angela.
All That Is Angela.
Angela.
Okay.
Because I feel that we are each an expression of All That Is, and that is much more important to me than any kind of earthly titles or, you know, designations, etc. So I prefer to call myself Reverend. I prefer to call myself All That Is Angela.
All That Is Angela. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a very nice title. So, again, we will talk to you again next week at the same time.
Oh.
And namaste.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.